Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Kinda Cool Podcast featuring me and Megan.
Yay!
This is episode 9, which means that I've done 2 months worth of these things.
Almost.
Almost. You do, like, 4 weeks in, yeah.
Thinking 10.
So I've been doing this for 2 months. It's crazy. Doesn't seem like that. Because I do one episode a week.
It does.
To me, it doesn't feel like I've been doing it that long, golly. That's pretty crazy. But anyways, welcome to this episode. We're going to talk about pretty much whatever we want to. Not any specific topics. I think I have one or two things that I want to ask her about and kind of mention, but then we'll just kind of riff from there. Because this is kind of an impromptu podcast. Didn't really have a guest,
so I'm his backup plan always. How rude, right?
No, Megan's always here, so it's always fun to have her once in a while.
I'm learning how boring you think I am.
No, you're great, and all of our conversations are great. I feel like this week I was a little bit more tired of, like, I don't know, I just wanted to take a break from asking different random people to be on the podcast, you know?
Yeah.
So I think this upcoming week, I tried to get my brother to come on. Maybe he'll be here Saturday evening. I don't know. Maybe he'll text me and say he'll come over and then we can still have that episode. I was going to have my dad, maybe, and dad might be next Saturday. So we'll see, but it's going to be some fun stuff in the future. And speaking of fun stuff in the future, this week's movie commentary track will be The Ring. We just watched it earlier, so look forward to that on Friday. We're doing that for our Halloween October
Spooktober
spectacular. So that was fun and pretty scary. I think Megan wanted to talk a little bit about The Ring. Tell us your story about The Ring.
Okay. Well, I think that The Ring is the scariest movie that was ever made. And I don't care what you think, because I know it to be true. Anyway, so I was like, I don't... Why are you touching my things?
I was putting the microphone close to your face.
It is close to my face. You put it in the same position it was already in, but okay. Anyway, I don't know how old I was when I watched it, but I was very young. Not very young, but probably like 10, 8, 9, 10, something like that.
It came out in 2002 or 2001, something like that. So you were like 9.
Yeah.
No. You were younger than that. But when you probably saw it, you're probably like 2004.
Yeah.
On TV or something.
I don't know. I had to have watched it before my mom divorced my stepdad. And my mom divorced my stepdad, I think, before I made it to fifth grade. Because my mom was with Sonia in fifth grade.
Huh.
So probably like third or fourth grade is when I watched it. Mm. However old you are in third or fourth grade, that's how old I was.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
Okay. So
you nailed it the first time.
Well, I was trying to figure it out.
I know, to make double sure.
I just wanted to know for myself.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I watched it with my sister and her friend Stephanie and my brother and me. And it was very scary, but I closed my eyes on all the parts where the Ring movie was on, because I really believed if you watched those parts, you were going to die in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I watched the movie, but I closed my eyes during those parts, and to be real honest, I closed my eyes through a lot of other parts, and I didn't really understand the movie. Now that I've watched it as an adult, I've realized that I did not understand the movie at all. But The only part that I understood was, you watch the tape, you die in 7 days. That's all I got from it. But anyway, we watched the movie, and then my stepdad star 67'd us and said, you will die in 7 days. And so then I really, really thought I was going to die in 7 days. And I was very sad and very scared. And for literally at least 3 months, I did not sleep with a TV in my room. I kept it in my room during the day, which I know is so stupid because she could have came out in the day.
Yeah, it's whenever you watch the tape, which I didn't know.
I know. We watched it like at like 7 at night or something.
So what? How would you do that? Just did you have it on a wheelie and you just wheeled it out?
In our rooms, we had TVs, but they were on wheelie carts. Not wheelie carts, but they were on, like, stands, but they had wheels on them. So we would just unplug the TV, unplug, like, the DVD player and everything, and then we would wheel it out into the hallway. Mm-hmm. And then every day when we woke up, we'd wheel it back in, because my brother wheeled his out, too, of his room.
Yeah, he got scared too.
We had two TVs wheeled out into the hallway. Luckily, they both had stands like that where you could wheel them out. Because, Lord, if they didn't, I don't know what we would have done.
You would have just sucked it up.
You don't know.
You know how I know? Because that's what we do with Peyton.
True.
You know, the scary movie things, like, she's never watched a horror movie in her life, I don't think.
I know.
But it's all on YouTube now. It's like YouTube stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the YouTube, you go down those YouTube rabbit holes of, like, you know, Granny and what was that other thing? The this weird lady with the weird face.
Yeah, I don't know.
Momo.
Yeah. That's what it was.
All that internet stuff is now that's what gets kids traumatized.
Yeah.
Slenderman.
Slender Boy. She has blocks on her Switch, which is where she watches all her YouTube.
Yeah.
And she has blocks on it, but she kept learning it from the Boys and Girls Club, because the older kids would show the littler kids.
Yeah, and some of that stuff is like Five Nights at Freddy's and all that stuff's aimed at kids. Even it's like a,
yeah,
it's kind of a, but a lot of it is like a good entry for like certain, you know, like scary things, because there is certain things that kids need to learn about, like even if they need to learn about being scared a little bit, but in a good way where it's not like horrifyingly disturbing to where they get traumatized, but like to be like a little bit of afraid of something, to know, oh, I'm a little afraid of this, and then that to deal with those kind of feelings, but not like watching The Grudge The Ring when you're 9 years old.
Yeah,
that's a little too much, I think. But
yeah, my sister's 4 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
so she was at that age where she was really kind of a bitch, but also that age where she was into that, you know, she's into scary movies and stuff. Why are you pointing at me?
I'm pointing at you to talk to the microphone, not to me.
Sorry.
It's okay. I love you.
I love you too.
I just want them to be able to, I want your voice to be crisp. I like crisp.
That's hard for me to talk to the pokers, Parkers.
What?
The Netflix people that are staring at me. Oh. It's easier for me to talk if I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Instead of Ace Ventura over there.
Ace Ventura?
I said Churro.
I know, but like,
no, quit moving.
See, there you can go like this, and then now look. Now you can look more towards me.
I don't want to look at you the whole time.
Yeah, stare at me.
Your hair looks crazy.
Thanks. I did it myself.
You're welcome.
Anyways, we talked about it a little bit on the commentary, but it's the classic prank to call someone after they, I think everyone did that. Like, it was just a setup. It was a long con. You wait an hour and 55 minutes, because the movie's pretty long, And all you're thinking is the whole time, oh, I'm going to make them watch this movie. And then after it's over, I'm going to call them and I'm going to prank them so hard. And so it's like this long prank where you make them watch this whole movie and then you have someone outside waiting to call when the movie's over. You're going to die. It, well, and the line, all she says is really is 7 days.
Yeah.
She don't say you're going to die in 7 days, which is what everyone says.
I know. Everyone says it. But,
the movie is really great, actually.
Yeah. It has a great storyline.
A good mystery, because it's mostly a mystery.
Yeah, there's not... What I like about it is there's not too many jump scares.
Yeah.
Because I hate jump scares. They scare me.
Me too. It's not about that in this movie. It's more... It has more depth to it than that.
Yeah. I mean, there are some jump scares.
Yeah.
But, not a whole lot, which is what I prefer.
Yeah, and we're both sleepy. This is the latest podcast we're ever done, and this it's is like the latest
I've stayed up in 6 years.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's the latest we've stayed up in a long time, just because we're busy this weekend, and it's better to record
family pictures.
Yeah, family pictures, and it's better to record these a little early. It gives me more time to work on it and tweak it and stuff like that. Here's something I want to ask you, Megan, because you don't have a logo for the podcast as as far as, you know, I have my logo, Jamin's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I've just been putting up a, you know, blank icon and then your name under it.
Yeah.
What do you think your logo should be? Should I make you a logo? Like, what, like a picture of something, an animal, or like just a picture of your face, or like, what do you think?
Hold on.
I thought about like an a day to remember type thing, but
yeah,
I was like,
that's what I was about to say.
Well, I was, but what kind of version of that? What should it look like? Just the phoenix thing, or the bird thing, or? But see, I'm torn on what it should be.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love for it to be the Phoenix or just like ADTR or something, but people might get confused and be like, oh, they're going to be talking about ADTR, and then we're not talking about ADTR, and then they get mad. I don't know.
Your favorite animals are tigers, right?
Yeah.
Or I can make you a tiger picture.
Sure, that's fine.
Make you the tiger queen.
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, well, I thought she might have some thoughts about it.
Well, I mean,
because I don't want to keep using that blank thing, because I know you'll be in more episodes, so it'd be cool to for you to have your own logo. I wish that we had fans that would make us fan art. That would be cool. So you can have a fan art picture of you. Yeah. to put on there.
You gotta,
maybe one day
you gotta get some fans first.
Yeah, maybe in the future. And I forgot to mention this, but if you're listening this far into the podcast, we will have the podcast posted on Spotify and on Anchor starting from this episode. I'll try to retroactively put this at the beginning, maybe somehow. Probably not, because I'll be too busy and I'll be trying to work on this and I won't have enough time to record another thing because there'll be people here rustling around and blah, blah, blah. But
who's going to be here?
You and Peyton on Sunday. So it'll be probably not going to happen, but I'll put it in the description and all that stuff. So it'd be easier for people to listen to. You don't have to have the video open. You can literally click on it on Spotify or on Anchor, and those are just like ones where you can close your phone. So that'd be cool. And I'm not going to put the old episodes on. I think just starting from this new one, they'll go on so that I don't have to make all the art and just mess with, just a hassle. And plus, all the older episodes besides the last two have the old crappy audio, and so these will be better to put on there anyways. starting from this one. Megan's already checking the time. She's like, has it been 40 minutes
yet? I was not. I was stretching.
Yeah, okay.
I was.
Stretching your neck?
Yes, it needed to stretch.
So you could look over the blanket there?
No.
Let's shift a little bit to this. We'll talk about our good old president of the United States of America. Mr. Donald J. Trump has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Listen, I do not wish anything bad on anybody at all.
Except.
No.
But.
Not except, not but. I think he's a crappy person.
Oh.
You're not allowed to say that on the internet.
Yeah, you can say crappy person.
I think that he's a crappy person. But I do hope that he feels better soon.
I thought you were fixing to say, but I do hope he dies.
No, oh I do God. Hope that he feels better soon because I don't wish the coronavirus on anyone.
Yeah.
Even Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It's not funny, but it is funny because of all the denying.
I know.
Specifically, I don't think that he ever called it a hoax himself. He's kind of denied the severity of it, but he's never said it was a hoax. That was more all the people, some of his supporters, some of them not his supporters, but...
My brother, and I didn't look this up and see, but my brother said that he's taking like an experimental, some injection that it hasn't like been approved yet. It's I don't know. I can't remember.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said that he thinks that it might be pretty serious because like his state he doesn't know that he would do an injection that hasn't been approved yet.
Yeah.
That's still in the testing phase if it weren't pretty serious.
Well, and I was looking on Twitter about an hour ago, and this is December, my bad. I don't know why I said December. This is October 2nd, Friday. About an hour ago, I saw something on Twitter saying Trump was hospitalized. So, like, he's actually... And hospitalized means different things, you know? Like, maybe he was just at the hospital.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that he's like on his deathbed or like he's in the bed like getting treated. You know, he could just be at the doctor being monitored and checked up on or whatever.
Yeah.
And also Melania, if that's how you say her name,
Melania.
That's right. Melania Trump is tested positive too. I have not heard updates from her.
I can't believe she's been close enough to him to catch it from him.
Yeah, well, then it couldn't even, maybe not even been him that gave it to her.
I just thought it was funny.
But you're all right. I'd be staying 6 feet apart if I was her.
Kevin Scaff from ADTR tweeted out this morning, and he was, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, I'll just look it up real fast. I'll tell y'all what he said.
Okay.
Listen to A Day to Remember, people.
Was it Trump related?
Yeah. No, I just decided to go out of my way to talk about him.
Well.
It says, Melania really wanted out of Christmas decorating. Or it's a tactic so he doesn't have to debate. Or it's to distract from his tax returns. Or it's some sham to somehow do his political vaccine. Hope I'm wrong on all accounts, but who knows these days?
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I retweeted it.
There's always conspiracies about stuff. It's like, what I saw people saying was, why would he come out and even say that he had it? You know? Unless... Yeah. Because you can just, I mean, would you want to keep it from the American people? I mean, he's kept a lot of other stuff from the American people. Obviously, he's lied about it before. So why not just keep it to yourself? Right. Unless you get really sick. Why maybe, come out and...
Maybe he is really sick.
Maybe, but... I don't know. He is very old. But maybe he's one of those people that's just not affected by it that much.
Oh, Lord, don't give it to Bernie Sanders. He'll die.
Yeah, you think so?
And I love Bernie Sanders.
Who do you think would win a fight, Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders?
Oh, Donald Trump would beat his ass, probably. Bernie Sanders, he's the best guy there is.
Yeah.
But he is a old.
You know, they're not that far apart in age.
Yeah, but Donald Trump plays dirty.
Yeah, and I think Bernie is a little scrawnier. Yeah. But they're both in not the greatest shape, but...
Yeah, and Donald Trump is fucking huge.
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 Okay, well, I wanted to just talk about that for a minute because it's so crazy. It's so... It is crazy. But anyways, get well to the president, because I don't want this to happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. Especially our president, no matter what you feel about the guy or not, this isn't the way to beat Donald Trump. The way to beat Donald Trump is with your vote, not to have him die by coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's send him to prison instead.
They can get it again, because the prisons are overpopulated.
Oh, Lord. Gives it to everyone in the prison.
Yeah, that's a bad, bad spot that they're in. You know, I haven't kept up on the John Oliver
stories. Oh, yeah, we normally keep up with that.
Recently. I'm sure there's been two or three come out that we just hadn't seen. I know I seen one the other day that popped up, but I didn't watch it because you were gone. I think it was during lunch one day.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some interesting stories that he's done in the past week or two that we've missed. It'd be interesting to see what he would say about Trump and getting COVID in the debate, especially.
Yeah, I'm very ready to see that. Not today, because I'm sleepy.
I know, me too. I'm very sleepy. That's the Trump talk. Mm-hmm. We watched The Ring, and it is not on Netflix. If you want to watch that with us this week, gear yourself up to rent it or find a DVD or Blu-ray copy and have it ready for whenever this comes out this weekend. And you guys can have a fun, scary weekend with us. I want to do...
Let's get spooky.
Let's get spooky. I want to do next week a fun horror Halloween movie.
We will, because we'll have Peyton.
Yeah, not a scary one, but a fun one. So we'll see. Well, was Peyton going to watch with us again?
Probably.
Would you like her to?
Well, yeah. And also, I can promise you, as soon as you bring out the microphones... She gonna be sitting ready.
Yeah.
Let's do another short one, though, because I be getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do some research. It'll probably be another one on Netflix. Hopefully there's another good one on Netflix we can find.
I keep telling you, Coraline. She's Coraline. My buddy, she's my pal, she's a friend of mine.
Coraline. Yeah.
Peyton used to love Coraline. She watched it all the time.
And Coraline is scary. It's creepy as heck to me.
A little scary, but not really.
It's got some weirdo looking people in that thing.
It does. It has some creepy looking people, but they're not real people.
Yeah. Not real people. Did you ever see, is The Ring really the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Yes, 100%.
What's number two? Do you know?
You know, that's the only scary movie that I can remember. Like, I can't. I've got something in my eye. Sorry. I know that I've seen a lot of movies because my old best friend loved scary movies, and I was over at her house at least every other weekend, but usually even more. And she always had a new scary movie for us to watch every time I was over.
Did you ever see Saw?
So I've seen a lot of scary movies, but I can't really ever remember them. The Ring's the only one that I really have always remembered, and it's just been because it really, really traumatized me. To answer your question, yes, I have seen Saw. And then to answer your follow-up question that I figure would come next, no, I don't really remember much about it. I remember the mask of the guy who did it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that he gave people, like, puzzles or something, or, like, sometimes they had to chop off their leg in the amount of time, or they're gonna die.
Yeah.
And I remember at some point he rides out on a tricycle for some reason.
Yeah, Jigsaw.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I love the Saw movies. Even though they're, like, some of them suck, and I just like the storyline that goes through it, that it's this one big long story about, you know, who's the real killer, who's behind the scenes, you know, they have different detectives, different characters that kind of are in each movie. It's a funny kind of journey and story. Like, the first two are really good, I think. I think the first two are the best, and then after that, it just kind of, it's up and down and not so good. But still, there's funny traps sometimes. Like, whatever, puzzles.
I don't really remember anything from it besides exactly what I told you. But I didn't realize that all of the stories connected.
Yep, it does.
I knew there were multiple Saws. I just didn't know that they all connected. Do they go in chronological order, or are they like mixed up?
See, that's the tricky part, because I think they do go in chronological order, but some of the movies they don't, I guess, because it is kind of a twist to one of them, I think, or two of them, to where they take place like right before something else happens in another movie.
Mm-hmm.
So like, here's a story that's happened, like, let's say Saw 4, there's like that whole movie like takes place right before something happens in Saw 3 or something like that, you know, like, and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy shows up right here, so that's where he was, like, he, you know, at the end of that movie you leave him doing this, and then he shows up at a certain point in this movie, and you're like, whoa. Or you're supposed to be like, whoa. But then sometimes you're like, what? That doesn't make sense. That's dumb. Or something. But, yeah, we used to have almost all the DVDs whenever I was growing up. And I watched them, like, once all the way through, and then I think that's the only time I've ever seen all of them, was like I marathoned them one time. And then usually every once in a while I'll go back to YouTube and watch like clips of them, or like there's a lot of people that talk about the series and explain what happens and stuff. I watch those sometimes, it's fun. So since we're on the Saw topic, and if this is a Halloween month, tell me one of your memories about Halloween, Megan. Do you have any good memories of Halloween as a child?
As a child?
Yeah, or even as like a young adult, or as a teenager, like partying and...
I don't remember like
TP in the house.
I don't remember a whole lot of my childhood, you know, because brain damage.
Boo, brain damage sucks.
I don't really remember anything that I was for Halloween anymore. I probably could if I wasn't so tired, but right now I can't think of anything that I even dressed up as. I know I was a witch at least a couple times. But I was other stuff too. Nowadays, I just go to the Halloween store and get a costume. And then Hannah usually throws a party, not like a drinking party, but just like a regular party. And
Halloween party!
That's usually very fun. And then if it's my turn, I take Peyton trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Do you, what I remember most is like the Halloween parties at school. I always wanted to be the coolest dressed guy, but I never was. We would, you know, we'd have to go to the bathroom, and you put on your costumes. And I remember, I don't remember what I was, but I remember this one kid had this Wolverine costume, and I thought it was so cool. And I was like, damn it, I want the Wolverine costume. Let me have it. And then he didn't let me have it. But yeah, those were fun parties. Meemaw would give us candy. She'd always make us a candy bag, like a goodie bag with all kinds of candies in it.
Yeah, Meemaw did that too.
And then she'd be like, here's yours, here's yours. And then we would kind of walk around the neighborhood. Bird Street and Colgate is like one of the big places for where a lot of people would give out candy, and they would like decorate their houses and stuff. So that was like the main, that's the place to go. I think they did stuff at the park too, but I don't know if we ever went to the park or not. And then whenever we would go with, that was like mom's Halloween, I guess dad's too, but I remember with dad we would go out to the country, and we would hit all, we would go all to the houses of like our family that lives up there in like Alani. Literally drive by their houses, and they would give us candy and take pictures of us in our costumes. Instead of just like walking around on the street, you know, like, as you do as a child. But that's kind of fun times. I don't, and then, in college, we'd always do Halloween. We'd dress up and go to the bar or whatever. Megan's falling asleep.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're right. I was having a little dream.
What, about what?
About supermarkets.
Supermarkets? Mm-hmm. What about them?
Just walking down the aisles without 20 kids following me shouting.
Well, do you want to go to bed? This is not long enough, but we can do another little bit in the morning.
No, we can keep going.
Why are you so tired?
Because it's midnight.
It's not midnight. It's 11:40.
Very close.
That means we're going to sleep good, though. We haven't been sleeping very good lately.
Yes, I keep waking up at 3:30 every morning. I can't figure out why.
I don't know. You got a sleep schedule problem. Just kidding. You don't have a sleep schedule problem. We're in bed early. We're getting up early. There's got to be some kind of circadian rhythm thing going on with our bodies. But I didn't sleep so well last night. I think the night before I slept better, but I'm seeing an ad for Coneheads on Netflix. I've never seen Coneheads. I've heard of the movie, but I've never seen it. It looks kind of stupid. They're aliens.
Why are you touching me?
I'm waking you up.
I was awake. I just don't care about Coneheads.
Well, talk to me about
something. Are your toes out of your socks?
Yeah.
Are your, you got holes in your socks?
Baby, I'm not wearing socks.
You're barefoot. I thought that you had big old holes in the toes.
Holes in the toes. Mm-hmm. Hold in the toes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you have planned for tomorrow when we get home, Megan?
Nothing. And I want to keep it that way.
I wish that now that's more in front of your face. You're talking right underneath the microphone. It's no wonder I'm louder than you.
I just leave it where it is. I don't move it around.
Well, you're supposed to. Don't you know nothing about microphone recordings?
Yeah, I know nothing.
This was a mistake.
Why?
Because you're too sleepy.
You're too sleepy. Frick you.
Frick me?
Yeah.
No, frick you, dude.
Frick you. I had something I was gonna say.
Was it about sleep schedules?
No.
Was it about tomorrow and doing nothing, chilling?
No, tomorrow we've got pictures.
I know, but after the pictures.
Well, Peyton's gonna come back here until Charlotte gets off work at 7.
Mm-hmm.
But might just send her outside.
For the whole day?
Yeah.
Stay outside for 5 hours.
Well, okay, no, bye. It's not gonna be like 5 hours.
I know. We'll get back from pictures at like freaking 4 or some shit.
So it's only 3 hours.
She can stay outside for 3 hours.
That's the important part.
Samara spent 7 days in the well. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So we should just put Peyton on the trampoline for 3 hours. That'll be okay.
Yeah. It will.
Nah, it'd be fun.
Yeah. This dude's name is Sauerkraut.
What?
This guy on here, his name was Sauerkraut.
It was not.
Mm-hmm. I just heard that my pants finished.
Finished what?
Washing.
Washing or drying?
Yeah, washing.
George Washington.
I put them in the washer because I need to wear them for pictures tomorrow, but I spilled cheese on them today, so I wanted to wash them really bad. So I put only them in the washer and then put it on the low setting. And then I was like, I'll just pop it in the dryer.
You just put one deal of clothing in there?
Yeah, I did.
Why didn't you put more than just your pants in the washer? Because
I didn't want it to be a heavy load. I wanted it to just be my pants in there.
Well, no one wants a heavy load, but they get what's squirted out at them.
You're disgusting. Because all I need for tomorrow is the pants.
Yeah.
And then, why you complaining? You don't do laundry anyway.
I help, okay?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just doesn't seem efficient to just put one pair of pants in the washer and then
I'm
the
aware
dryer.
That it's not efficient, well, but I needed it. Load. And I didn't want to stay up later than I had to. And if I put just the pair of pants in there, then it'll dry in one session. But if I put a whole load on there, I have to dry it 2 times. So I'm either going to have to stay up and restart it.
Or get up in the morning.
Or get up in the morning and do it. But if you leave it overnight, then sometimes it gets a little bit smelly.
They're not that wet after one cycle.
I know that they're not that wet, but they're still a little wet.
I guess sometimes. It's been better lately.
It's getting worse again.
Really?
The last probably 3 loads that I've done, I've had to do them twice.
Was it a lot of jeans? I know the jeans take a little bit longer to dry. If you put a bunch of them in there.
Well, the one that you put 50,000 pairs of jeans, That one took two, but so did some other ones. Also, I noticed that you did your own load of laundry with only your clothes in it.
What? When?
I don't know. It's in the dryer right now. I noticed.
I did not.
Well, I don't know, because I didn't do it. And there's a load in there that literally only has every single thing in there is yours.
Are you sure?
Yes. It looks like you went into the room, picked up a bunch of your clothes, put them in the washer, and then put them in the dryer.
I think you did that.
No, I didn't.
Because it was the clothes that was in the floor in there.
I've put everything.
The wet clothes.
Everything that I've washed and dried, I put up. It was a goal that I had. So you did it. And also, it's not the stuff that was in the floor.
Well, where'd that stuff go? In the hamper?
Yeah. That's where I threw it. So.
Get all the rest of clothes mildewy and stinky. Yeah.
I know.
Okay. I need to look at the clothes because I don't think so.
Yeah, it's got like your
brown. And what's wrong with me just doing my laundry, huh?
Well, I always do.
Do we have a secret pact to just do each other's laundry at the same time?
No, I just...
Yeah, I know.
Do the laundry and I make sure that I get your clothes too.
I know. I'm just joking. I don't
go through and pick out my stuff.
If I put laundry in there, I do just grab whatever I can carry from our basket, which is both our clothes together, and just put it in there.
I don't know.
No, I do. If I do the, like, if I'm thinking about, wow, I really need, we really need clothes, then that's what I do.
I mean, I might have done it, but I don't remember it, and I remember thinking that I got all my clothes put up, and I was proud of myself. I even told you that I even got the stuff out of the dryer.
Yeah.
And I was looking in there today for the pants that I washed, and I noticed every single thing in here is Jamin's. Like, literally, even down to the socks, they're all yours.
Cool.
Which, it's a tiny load, too.
That means good
for me. It's only a few things.
It probably was me then, just putting a couple things that was in the floor or something of mine. But I don't know. Is this really entertaining to listen to? Thanks for listening, guys. Our laundry discussion of us arguing about laundry for 20 minutes.
It's not an argument. I'm just stating facts.
Oh, here's a fact. You ready?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. Should I hold your toes as a hold your hand
thing? Yes.
No, I shouldn't, because you haven't clipped them in 6 years.
What does that have to do with holding my toes?
Because your toes are disgusting.
The toenails don't make it disgusting. And look, the toenails don't even look that long on this foot. This one has some questionable ones, but...
I'm not going to say that on the microphone, actually.
You have literally... What were you going to say,
I didn't say literally.
I know, but it sounded like you're about to say I have literally...
I was going to say I have a lot of something, and I don't want to say what I have a lot of.
A lot of my toenail clippings in your bed?
No. Do I? You're clipping your toes in the bed?
Uh-huh.
No, you haven't been clipping your toes anywhere because you've got talons now.
Yeah, they're to scratch you with when you steal my blanket at night.
I've never stolen the blanket. It's 1,000% only you stealing the blanket.
When you crowd my side of the bed, I'm just like,
touch you. I wake up and you are literally pushing me against the wall.
Yeah, because you're taking my space.
You don't get 3/4 of the bed, babe.
No, we have a big old bed. There's no way we used to fight over the bed a lot, but now we don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, we have a king-size bed, but you're always still, like, your legs are almost touching the wall.
I get smack dab in the middle of that sucker.
I know, it's ticking me off.
I do not. I try to stay on my side. You know how I know I stay on my side? Because I put my phone when I'm listening to...
Your legs the don't. Your legs are all the way over. That's why I have to climb on top of your legs every day to get out of the bed.
Oh, yeah, because the only way I could sleep is in that weird position where I have this leg, which is my left leg,
up. You're going to have to hang your head off the bed because I'm sick of it.
Mm-mm.
I'm just kidding.
And plus, if I do that, you still have plenty of room over there.
Not really.
You just have to climb over my leg because it's out like that.
I'm still pushed up against the wall, but...
But you're spread eagle, too, over there.
No, I'm not.
You're spread eagle right now.
I'm aware that I'm spread eagle right now, but that's because I know that I will not get to be spread eagle later.
Whatever, you lying sack of hammers.
What was that?
Huh?
Something went bing.
That was the controller disconnected.
Sister, sister.
Sister, sister on Netflix. So you're watching One Piece on Netflix, and now it's we paused it for this, and now it's going through the credit, like, slideshow of shows that you can watch on Netflix. So we're just looking at them and talking, you know, like you do. Megan, what does that timer say back here? Is it at 45 minutes?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Past.
What does it say?
46 minutes.
And?
I don't know.
How many seconds? I don't trust yet. Okay, it does.
Oh, you calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Well, you were wrong.
That's my favorite. Whoa, that's my favorite quote ever from Drake and Josh.
Same. Goodbye, friends. Bedtime.
Oh, no, hold on. I'll get the outro going. Jeez, come on.
I should get to do the outro.
Okay.
Like this. Good night, friends. Bye. See you later. Smash that like button. Subscribe.
Yeah, I guess that's gonna do it for this episode. The little bit of a shorter one, just because of the fact that I don't know. I kind of crapped the bed this week, guys. I'm sorry, but still, regardless, this is something. It's something. Isn't that a glowing?
Thanks, baby.
And thanks for Megan for being on here and talking with me. We just had a long day. And I wanted to wait till tomorrow to do this, but so we'd be a little bit more awake.
We have family pictures that are an hour and a half away.
And I thought we could get up at 9 o'clock and then do it for an hour.
We have to pick up Peyton at 9
o'clock. Or 8:30. Or 8. And do it till 9.
I don't want to wake up early.
Yeah. 8 is not early for us. Well, 8 is late.
I know, but
we get up at 5 o'clock.
I am sick of waking up at 5 o'clock. I want to sleep past 8.
Yeah, me too. We're going to sleep till 9 tomorrow.
I'm asleep till I wake up.
What if we don't get Peyton on time?
Shoot. That would be not good.
Okay, anyways, you started rambling again.
Bye.
Thanks for watching, everybody, and listening. And stay tuned for next week. We'll have a new guest, for sure. I'm going to find somebody. We're going to have a guest. So y'all take care. Subscribe for bigger and better content. And we will see you later. Bye.